So I've just got off yet another packed train where I'm sitting on the floor, probably got some chewing gum stuck to my bum, and I come outside and I thought you guys were going to be doing a customer survey. I didn't see the Liberal Democrats badges. Are you asking people about the trains?
We're asking people what they think of the service, because we're intending to send a petition to Lord Adonis, who's running the railways now, to say this service is not good enough. It's the worst franchise in England. They're going to put the fares up by 5% in January. They're making more profit than any other franchise in the country. It simply isn't fair.
Well, I'm glad to see that somebody is out here campaigning, complaining. Ooh, there's a Freudian slip. And I'm glad to see that you've got loads and loads of signatures as well. It's funny because I tweeted how uncomfortable I was this morning, and the Chronicle and Echo newspaper tweeted me back saying, hey, we've got a comment today from MP Brian Binley, who is complaining, obviously, on a personal level. He obviously wants a bit more comfort. But here's you, kind of having a go and finding out a little bit of information for me and for the general person who is having to suffer at the moment. Do you think this petition will get any attention?
We're involved with MK Rail users who've already got the ear of the Department for Transport. I mean, our aim is to change the franchisor, because they're simply not good enough. So the more complaints we give them, the more petitions we give them. We're going to an external scrutiny committee at the council on Monday to talk about all the things they're getting wrong. The council is going to write to the Department for Transport. Now, eventually, they have to react, don't they? Yeah. They've already said, Lord Adonis has said, the service is unacceptable. So what's he doing about it?
Right, well, I will be signing that on the off chance that my extra name hits the tipping point and something gets done, because I would love just to be able to get on a train and have a seat, for one thing. I've paid £35 to go to London.
Yeah, well, there are people paying between £4,000 and £5,000 for a season ticket, standing both ways. That is totally unacceptable. It's frankly just a joke.
How are we going to get people out of their cars, hey?
Exactly. How can you get people out of the cars if public transport isn't really available and isn't useful for them? I mean, I represent Emerson Valley, and lots of my residents actually come by train every day.
Yeah.
And have to suffer this sort of service. I did this for 4 years when Silverlink were running. They were rubbish. This lot are making them look good.
Well, if anybody wants to go and check out some more information about this, is there anywhere they can go online?
The Lib Dem website. So Google Lib Dems Milton Keynes. They'll get onto the website.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys. I will leave you to it. What are your names?
I'm Stuart Burke.
And I'm Jill Hope, PPC from Milton Keynes North.
And you know me, I'm Christian Payne, ourmaninside.com. Speak to you later, guys. And campaign for better train services, for God's sake. How are we going to save the environment if we're having to drive everywhere because of standing room only? Sort it out.